To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, we are 17 days, 16 hours, 54 minutes, and 20 seconds from the start of the IIHF 2026 World Junior Hockey Championships taking place in the Twin Cities. And joining us now to talk about said event is the president and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events. That will be one Wendy Blackshaw. She joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Wendy, always a pleasure to have you on the Lake Show. How you doing?
Well, just hearing those days, hours, minutes, I did get a little bit nervous, but I am doing great. We are so excited, and yeah, we are counting down. We are counting down.
I am so excited for this, and I am pumped for it just because, look, I have been to, like, the state hockey tournament on the high school side. I have been to, Grand Casino to watch the Minnesota Wild, but I've never participated or seen anything of this magnitude. And I've been like eagerly awaiting this event all year long. And I'll tell you why. This past summer, I was out shopping at Whole Foods and I bumped into former NHL. Well, he still plays in the NHL, but former Minnesota Wild member, Matt Dumba. And me and Matt Dumba got to talking about this event specifically, and his eyes just got really wide, and he told me about the importance of this event and how awesome it is. So for the listening audience out there, kind of talk us through, like, the significance of the World Juniors.
Well, using that as an example is so true, because every single former Team USA player has that same emotion and talks about how magical this is. Like, this is the pinnacle. I mean, obviously the Olympics, but that, you know, now that's NHL players. It's almost like the Miracle on Ice kind of vibe, where these kids this has been the goal that they have set for their entire growing up. And when you talk to Mark Parrish, Paul Martin, Mike Modano, any of the guys who are currently in the NHL, they will talk about how magical World Juniors is. This is 10 teams coming from all over the world. These are future NHL players. These are the best of the best. And the only way I can describe it, now I've been to two, Ottawa and Sweden, it's like boys state high school hockey tournament versus, like, plus March Madness plus the Olympics, like, all rolled into one. The intensity, the emotion, it's kind of like nothing I've ever seen. And it's pretty incredible. And we are so fortunate to have it here because this is the 50th anniversary. And Coach Bob Motzko is our coach, which just is so fitting. They just announced the preliminary roster, and we've got 8 Minnesotans on the preliminary roster, 25 NHL picks. I mean, it's crazy. This is This is hockey at its finest. And I would just urge everyone, even if you're just a casual sports fan, you might hit a Wild game or a Gopher game once a year, you do not want to miss this.
I'm totally with you. And I love the fact that you really so eloquently talked about, like, the difference now, because back when you and I were growing up, when we were talking about the Olympics, like, you're talking about amateur athletes. Nowadays, on the basketball side and with some of these other sports, you got professionals that are playing the sport. I loved it back in the day when it was the college athletes, right, that were, that were representing, like, the United States of America and other countries. But this is unique in terms of what happens with the World Juniors Hockey Championship. So talking to Wendy Blackshaw, president and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. And you just said something that I think that everybody out there should be aware of, is that everybody has an opportunity to purchase tickets and be a part of these great games, seeing the up and emerging hockey talent from all over the world. And, you know, when you think about it, at least from my perspective, it's going to be fun and cool to do this over the holiday season where I'm going to have a little bit of downtime. I know that a lot of people out there will spend time with their families, but there are great opportunities. And now you can go to, like, the website and see the slate of games and stuff like that. There's going to be a lot of great hockey for people to dive into.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, we want people to come and support Team USA. And I will tell you, when we were in Canada, and in Canada, this is like the Super Bowl. I mean, they start talking about this, you know, the year prior. And last year, they came in fifth. And Henry, you would have thought that the world had ended. I mean, it was a disaster. And so they are coming down here, and they want to get revenge, so to speak. But the excitement up there in Canada in that arena, I have never experienced anything like that. I mean, the intensity. And so we walked away from there going, we have got to have that same intensity here at Grand Casino Arena when Team USA plays. Now, listen, this is great hockey. I urge everyone to go to, you know, as many games as they can. Any of the 10 countries, these are the best of the best. There's tickets at every price range. But if you can make it to a Team USA game, these guys, that's what's going to really motivate them and get them so excited, is when the crowd is standing on their feet, waving their USA rally towels, cheering for Team USA. We want to have that same atmosphere as they did in Canada, and it will make such a huge difference to these young players.
Yep, for sure. In the United States, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are the reigning champions of the tournament, right? Didn't they beat Finland in overtime in the final game the last time around?
Yeah, so they've won two times in a row, and so this would be a three-peat. And obviously there is so much excitement about that. I also know that, you know, again, these teams are so good. It's like any hockey game or almost any sporting event, you know, depending on that particular night, who knows what can happen. But luckily we've got Coach Motzko. He's coached many of these kids. You know, he's phenomenal. So fingers crossed that we can take home the gold again.
Well, I want to see Minnesota represent. And I say that because one of the things that we always claim, we say it all the time until we're blue in the face, we proclaim ourselves as the state of hockey. I want us to show up and show out and go to Grand Casino and support. And for me personally, I'm going to make my first ever trek to Mariucci. I've never been inside that building.
Wow. It's amazing. It's a great arena. And I will tell you, you know, we toured both arenas in Sweden and in Canada. And like the second arena in both places was like literally the worst high school rink here in Minnesota. Like, Mariucci's like a mecca for this tournament. And so it is such a fun building. And again, like, we want people to come watch Team USA, but go to watch, you know, some of these other teams, because it's all phenomenal, phenomenal hockey. And so, I'm so happy to hear that you're going to make it to a game of 3M. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And the other thing about this, and this was something that I wanted to do, but I just don't have enough time in my schedule, now that I'm back to work, to do this and make this happen. But I want you to explain this to the people out there, because this isn't just about the Twin Cities. There are other areas in Minnesota that are going to have some games and matchups leading up to this big event in the Twin Cities, but it's going to get narrowed down in terms of, like, other games will be taking place in other parts. I know that Mankato is a site. I know that Duluth is a site. Talk about what's going on leading up to everything else.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, that is one of the reasons we love this event as well. Because, you know, sometimes you've got these large-scale events in the metro area, and, of course, people come from all over to go to them. But in this case, we are bringing the event to other parts of Minnesota. So we have exhibition games. So literally that the teams can spend, you know, the week prior playing some exhibition games with each other and kind of getting their legs. So we've got Bemidji, Mankato, Rochester, and Duluth. And I won't go into all the game schedules, but it's all on our website. And that's so cool because people from those communities who, you know, typically maybe they wouldn't come down here, they get to see the best hockey in the world. And we love that. We absolutely love that. And these communities have rallied around these games, and it's a big deal. So it's very cool. So if you're in any of those communities and the tickets are relatively inexpensive, go to see these games, because they are going to be, you know, this is where they're warming up. This is where they're kind of, you know, making sure the teams are gelling, and it's going to be great hockey.
All right, final thing for you, Wendy Blackshaw, president and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events, joining us here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I want to apologize, because I was actually yesterday supporting Be the Change MN in their Winter Wonderland event that takes place every single year at the Mall of America. But what I did not do before I left the Mall of America was I did not visit the headquarters with all the merchandise for the World Junior Championships. Tell everybody out there a little bit about the store, because people can actually go and purchase items and apparel and stuff for the World Junior Championships.
Oh, Henry, well, apology accepted, but now you need to come back out, because this store is so cool. So it's on Level 3 North, and it is everything World Juniors, and it's not just merchandise. We've got bubble hockey, we've got cornhole, we've got security and bumper cars out, we've got the Spaces of Hockey display. I mean, there's tons of stuff to look at and to do, but the merchandise is incredible. It's World Juniors, it's USA Hockey, and it's also Bold North Minnesota merchandise. And we're actually getting those Bold North mittens that some people might remember from the Super Bowl in this week. And it has been such a huge success. People love coming in, and the guys who work there are, like, into hockey, into all of this. So it's actually just a really fun experience. So I urge everybody to stop out. Great Christmas gifts. Package it with some tickets. And it's an amazing, amazing experience.
Hey, Wendy, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this. I am super pumped, and I will just continue to just, on my computer screen, look at the countdown to face-off, 17 days, 16 hours, 42 minutes, and now down to 11 seconds. So I appreciate you coming on to talk about World Juniors, because it is going to be a blast.
Thank you so much, Henry. You're the best.
All right, take care. That is Wendy Blackshaw, president and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events, talking about the World Junior Championships. And look, I'll tell you this right now. You do not want to miss out. This event is going to be absolutely amazing. And think about this. It's happening over the holiday season. They dropped the puck on December the 26th. I think some of you out there need to go talk to Santa Claus and get you some damn tickets. That's what you need to do. Coming up next, we've got Bite of the Night. That's next here on The Lake Show.
Time for Bite of the Night, where we play the most interesting and intriguing soundbite of the day. And then, hear Henry and Chris react to it. Bite of the Night on The Late Show.
All right, so we're going to have to pivot for the Bite of the Night. The Bite of the Night is a good soundbite that we'll get to and address. But I do want to at least mention the soundbite that I actually wanted to use tonight. And I found out, I guess it's not like recent video or audio. I guess it's from an interview that was done a while back, but it resurfaced because this individual shared it again, or at least the person running his social media account shared it over the weekend. But there is a hip hop artist or rapper by the name of Young Gravy, who I've never personally met. I know he's around a lot. He's from Minnesota. I think he's from the Rochester area?
Yeah, I thought he's from Rochester.
I think he's from Rochester, okay? So shout out to Young Gravy. He's made a name for himself, all that stuff, whatever. But he said something that didn't really sit well with me, okay? And to me, it reeks of you have no concept or grasp of history. He had made a comment that I'm sure if you Google it, you could find it or whatever, but I saw it on Facebook. He was in an interview talking to a woman that was interviewing him, and he said that Minnesota is not known for music, and there's not too many artists that come out of Minnesota. There's not too much music. And I was so, like, flabbergasted at that comment. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Minnesota is not known for music? He was like, yeah, other than Bob Dylan and Prince.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I was living in the moment. That's about as disrespectful.
There's so much good music that's come out of the state.
That's the most disrespectful music commentary I've ever heard about Minnesota. I'm dead serious. And look, maybe Young Gravy's got some relatives that are listening to the show. I don't know. But when I heard that, I was like, What? I don't know if he said that last year or a couple of years ago, whatever. But the reason why it resurfaced was because the account, his official account, shared it again. So I commented on Facebook, and I was like, what? And so I ripped it. The reason why we're not able to play this audio for you right now in this moment was because by the time that Chris went to go grab it after I sent it to him, Young Gravy had deleted the whole thing.
Yeah, it was gone.
It was gone. So he saw that I had commented on it. He saw that he was getting pushback. Like, that's kind of embarrassing. Like, to be a Minnesotan, too, on
how
top
you,
of it.
How do you not
that,
know?
Like, it's embarrassing if somebody from L.A. said it. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing if somebody from New York said that about Minnesota music. But to be actually from Minnesota and say that, just my blood was boiling yesterday. So anyway, that was initially what we wanted to play. But we move on. Young Gravy, I'm sure there'll be a point where I will see him at a Wolves game, whatever. I will say, hey, man, I'm that guy that that called you out. I don't understand what the deal is in terms of, like, your knowledge of music.
Ever heard about The Replacements or Soul Asylum or Trampled by Turtles?
Or Husker.
Husker Du?
Yeah, I mean.
Or Husker Du?
I mean, what do you. Anyway.
You should know better.
Let me just. Yeah, you got to know better than that. All right, so getting away from that. Cam Newton commented earlier today about what everybody was talking about yesterday. Shedeur Sanders, whether you like him, love him, or hate him, he had a really good game, and he's QB1 for the Cleveland Browns yesterday. And he had a really good performance yesterday, okay, and put the team in a position to tie the game and potentially win the game later. He had that taken from him in terms of going 4-2, okay? Going 4-2 to tie the game up after he did all this hard work, all this great quarterback play, getting them down there, throwing a pass to get them within two, then he's yanked out of the game by Kevin Stefanski. This was Cam Newton, because everybody's been questioning Kevin Stefanski, who I think at the end of the year is probably going to get fired, and that's fine, but this was Cam Newton's take on it.
Extremely embarrassing, and it's a fireable offense, if you ask me. When you start to think and unpack what's been happening week after week after week, how we've been trying to mask, put makeup, not mention, do certain things, and then in the most gotta-have-it moment of the game, this is probably the only team in the National Football League that takes their starting quarterback out of the game. It's a two-point conversion. You have the ball in individuals' hands that it's not hard to find out what you're going to do. You're running a gadget play. It's either going to be a run or it's going to be an inaccurate pass because the natural thrower is on the sideline. These type of decisions really is beyond even a head scratch. It's like, what are we really doing here? Are we really trying to win? Because some of the things that we're showing on film will really have a person to say, like, yo, what's happening? Especially given the circumstance of the game that Shedeur Sanders is happening or having at that specific point in time, and to take him out, like, yo, like, embarrassing is an understatement in this type of thing. It's just hard to be a Cleveland Browns fan and just imagine being in the game or at the stadium watching that transpire in real time.
I do think that Kevin Stefanski at the end of the year is going to get fired, and he should get fired. I think that he has mangled this entire quarterback situation with Shedeur Sanders up so bad that he should get fired. Not because they started the year and they did not start Shedeur Sanders. It's not about that. I say that he should be fired because something is off with how he's supporting or the lack of support that he's given Shedeur Sanders. Like, these press conferences that he's had the last couple of weeks about Shedeur, the way that he just treats Shedeur. Like, if you don't like the guy, if you don't want him as your quarterback, then cut him. I don't understand. It's off, it's weird, and it's real cringe to me. Like, I don't know. It's almost like he feels like he's forced to play him.
But I feel like at the same time with Shedeur, with you know, with the clowns comes the circus. And I'm not calling Shador a clown, but there's a lot of distraction. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on around Shador. It could be, hey, you really got to make sure that he earns it. Because people were saying, I can't believe that he slid out of the first round. I can't believe that he slid to the third, the fourth, the fifth.
And it's what, like, does that have to do with Kevin Stefanski?
Well, I think,
like, Kevin Stefanski is not, he's not a super big talker, but, like, he's the leader of the organization.
Right, but you got to make him, you got to make sure that he's earned it. And now Shador has earned it. If he didn't want to give him the support.
I'm not talking about the beginning of the year. We're talking about now that he's the starter.
Yeah, he named it. Yeah,
we're talking about now, though. Like, no, the last couple weeks, he's been operating in a weird manner. And everybody's like, dude, what is your deal, Kevin?
Well, right now,
he named him the starter for the rest of the year because he had to. Well, that's not a shocker.
Well, after the game, well, last week wasn't great.
It wasn't.
Yesterday was a really good game. You don't want to just come out and say, okay, he had an average game, but he's going to be our QB.
But, Chris, your point's not valid because he ended up getting the starting job because Dylan Gabriel had a concussion.
Right, yeah.
So why not support him fully because the other guy's not healthy?
Well, he is supporting him by calling him QB1 now.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now, I'm talking about 2 weeks ago. Like, that's what everybody's been talking about.
But you didn't know that he can handle it. You know that he can handle it now.
That has nothing to do with what anyone's talking about. What everybody's saying is, no one's saying that week one, you have to crown him. What you're saying is, why are you being so weird about how you're dealing and talking about the guy that's healthy, that's playing the position? Like, it's...
Yeah, but I just feel like with Shador, you have to be really careful because there's just a lot of... There's a lot of attention on Shador, and if you talk about him,
you don't have to be that careful.
See,
I totally disagree. Because he is somebody that people are drawn to, doesn't mean that you can't go ahead and say, yeah, this guy, he's going to get a shot. We're going to see how this goes. Yes, he's our starter. Dylan's not available. We'll see how things play out. Like, he can be definitive in his analysis. Like, he doesn't have to be so cryptic and so weird about, like, he's making the situation more weird.
But if you go out and you commit to Shador Sanders and then he goes out and he has back-to-back really bad games.
No one's saying commit. just say that he's going to be the quarterback for this week. That's all that anyone's ever asked.
Well, yeah, and I think we all know that he was going to be the quarterback with Shedeur Sanders.
No, I don't think anybody knew that. That's the reason why people asked. That's the reason why people asked the questions. Like, somebody said in a press conference that they were not going to answer some sort of question, whatever. And if it was me at that press conference, I would have been like, well, why won't you answer the question? Yeah, it was the fans. He said he wasn't going to ask a particular question. If it was me up in there, I'd be like, well, why are you not going to answer the question? We're the media. We're asking you questions.
Yeah,
that's your job.
He should answer everything. Absolutely. That's the point of meeting with the media.
Yeah, I just don't get it. All right, coming up next. Well, what do we have coming up next? We're going to talk about this Lucent Resort arson story that it's not just about a fire that was purposely set. It's much more than that. We get to it next year on The Lake Show. Yeah, I love it. I love being back. But I hate this story that we're going to talk about here. And as always, you can chime in via the text line or the actual phone call, 651-461-9226. This Luton Resort arson story is, to me, it's not just about a fire that was set on purpose, because I view this as much more than that. And I saw the headline about this in the Minnesota Star Tribune. What we know about the Lucent Resort arson case and the owner charged with setting the fire. His name is Bryce Campbell of Canada. He bought the resort in 2018, and then it burned to the ground in 2024. So it's sad that Mr. Campbell, who's not here yet, he's waiting, being extradited to Minnesota, and he's facing three counts of arson and one count of insurance fraud related to the February 6, 2024 fire that took 3 days to put out. And the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension said last Thursday that Campbell knowingly caused the fire to fraudulently collect an insurance payout. So he did this purposely to get paid and burn down the resort. But the part to me that's so sad about this is that this resort that I've not been to, but I've been told about this place for years. It's not about Mr. Campbell. Listen to me for a second. It's about how he hurt the community. This is an iconic area. Mr. Campbell bought the resort in 2018 for $6.7 million, right? But you know what? Lucent Resort is worth way much more to the people there, to the people of Minnesota, to the people that have had so many memories there. And I've not even ever been there, okay? But that's the part that really irks me, is that, you know, we can sit here and we can talk about the criminal nature of what he did and him being wrong for that. But this guy didn't just burn down a resort, man. He hurt a community. He hurt a village of people that love that resort. And to me, that's the part that really, really, really bugs me the wrong way.
Yeah, you pretty much stole a lot of the words that I was going to say. It's not about him and the resort and what the resort means to the state, what the resort means to the people up in Duluth and Two Harbors, what it means to the people that have been there for weddings, for anniversaries, for family events that kept going back over and over and over. And you hear somebody, an outsider, that comes in and basically says, you know what? Hell with it. I'm in such financial dire that one thing I need to do is I have to absolutely get myself out of it by burning down this building. Oh, by the way, no regard for the people that are inside it, too.
Yep.
at the time. You are putting your workers in harm's danger. You are putting your workers in a position that they could get killed. Thankfully, I don't think anybody was. And now those families are looking for jobs, for work. It's, people have lost memories and what it means to the community. But these families, because of your selfishness, these families have lost that income. Now they have to go out and they had to figure out, how am I going to get another job? What else am I going to do for employment? And it's just so selfish. And you took away a piece of Minnesota history. And I think that's what bugs me. The fact that you put people's lives at risk.
Yep.
And you took away something that you don't even care about because you're not even here. Like, we don't live in Duluth, but it doesn't mean that we can't be affected and bothered by it, because it's a part of history. It just bugs me when people are that selfish.
That's the part that sucks to me about this whole ordeal, is that as an owner of a property, because of greed and being selfish, mm-hmm. you, instead of selling it to someone else, right? You thought that you were going to burn it down, and that was going to be what was going to be appropriate to reap benefits, to get the insurance out of it, not thinking about the memories attached to the place.
Yeah.
Thinking of the well-being, like you said, of the people that work there. Like, the selfishness that we see every single day in the world, it bothers me so much, and I've had it up to here with so much of the greed and selfishness that we see. It's super duper troubling. And by the way, he had said to the Star Tribune after the fire, shortly after, that he had nothing to do with it. He had recently invested millions of dollars in improvements and wrote, quote, "So you don't expletive torch a place and burn up $5 million of your money. Let's use some common sense here, people." Well, respectfully to Mr. Campbell, because we'll see how things play out with evidence and his in him being charged and all that stuff, whatever. There are people every single day that claim that they would never do arson or whatever, mm-hmm. and it happens all the time.
Yeah. If you're so quick to go out there and deny, I mean, you see the information, the search history. You realize that people are going to do their investigation. If you've got a search history of, you know, some of these flammable, you know, ingredients, people are going to put it together. How do you not know this? Like, do they not know how to, you know, clean up your search history in Ontario? Like, is that, do we really not know what we're doing here? Like, are you that ignorant and you just think that you're the one guy that's going to get away with it? Like you said, sell it to somebody that's going to care. Sell it to somebody that actually gives a damn about the community and wants the best for the building and for the people there. Because this Bryce Campbell wasn't it.
And by the way, he had accumulated debt. Okay? And the debt that was accumulated, the criminal complaint shows that he had a debt of more than $14
million. Mm.
$14
million. Why is that everybody else's fault? His debt should not be the community's problem.
From the 612, history gone. Went once, luckily. Had you ever been there?
Never been there, no. But you hear about it, you're like, you know the Lutzen Lodge. Like, people know the Lutzen. Minnesotans, we know the Lutzen. We know it. And now, thanks to some guy's selfish actions, it's gone.
And it's funny because we're talking about the Lutzen Lodge. There is a place that I'm trying to get to before the winter's over, and that's Grandview Lodge. I've never been. I've been to the last, I'm trying to think, where'd I go? Was it Madden's? I think it might have been Madden's on Gold Lake.
Madden's on Gold Lake, okay.
But I've never been to Grandview Lodge. I've heard amazing things, though. Amazing things. All right, coming up next, we've got headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Now on The Lake Show, let's look at some other things making news. Here's a little segment we simply like to call Headlines.
All right, let's get into headlines. It's been a while since I've done headlines, but let's get into it. Let's go.
All right, let's start off nice and easy here. Nothing heavy with this. No, never mind. Another ICE raid over the weekend, this time on an urban college campus. Administrators at Augsburg University, which is just right down the road from where we were at on the Cedar and Riverside, they say their campus community is still shaken over ICE agents confronting a student on the Minneapolis campus on Saturday. Mayor Jacob Frey says that a recent action by ICE seemed chaotic. He told CCO TV, quote, "We know that the work they're doing seems to be somewhat scattered at times, doesn't seem to like federal agents know exactly what they're doing themselves. The bottom line is that we know they're targeting the Somali community. We've seen the rhetoric that Donald Trump is putting out and calling them garbage, and our message is very clear. We're standing with our Somali community." In a statement, Augsburg officials say the agents aimed weapons at staff and students, calling the confrontation unacceptable, dangerous, and profoundly disturbing. ICE has increased raids in Twin Cities in recent weeks as part of what they call Operation Metro Surge. Mayor Frey has been critical of the increased activity. Last week, President Trump called Frey, quote, a fool for saying that he's proud of the city's Somali community. Frey says at some point, Trump's rhetoric should be ignored. He called the president's directives to federal agents to target the Somali people against the law. Crackdown has drawn some intense criticism from local and state officials who have denounced Trump's rhetoric and pledged to protect the Somali community. Frey said that the city police would not participate in federal immigration enforcement. In the ICE statement, DHS Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin accused Frey and Waltz of not enforcing immigration laws and endangering citizens.
You know, the thing that upsets me the most about ICE is that this is not about really trying to get the worst of the worst. This is not about that. This is about terrorizing communities of color. That's what this is all about. I wouldn't even have I wouldn't even be as upset about ICE going and investigating people and seeing if people needed to be deported, right? That needed to be deported.
The bad people, yes.
But also the way that you go about it, it makes my skin crawl. To have mass men snatching people off the streets, not like utilizing the courts, not going and saying, you know what, we have information that says that you are here illegally and we need to, you know, bring you in, or we need to document this, whatever. But literally smashing people's car windows and dragging people out, and there's kids are showing up at schools.
It's all for show.
That's all unacceptable. It's all unacceptable.
Yeah. If there was a way to do this that would be, shall we say, a little more legal and a little more formal, it wouldn't have the impact, because this is about show. This is about theatrics. Like, putting paperwork together and going through and actually vetting people, that's boring. Like, that doesn't play. That doesn't play out there. You have to make this thing sensational. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that's happening. And, you know, it's why we are where we are. Hey, Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another scored a leading 9 nominations to the 83rd Golden Globe Awards, adding the Oscar favorites momentum and handing Warner Brothers a victory amid Netflix acquisition deal. Now, the Globe nominations, tattered but persistent, Hollywood, they're coming off the heels of a potential seismic shift in entertainment. On Friday, Netflix struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers Discovery for $72 billion. If approved, the deal would reshape Hollywood and put one of the most storied movie studios in the hands of the streaming giant.
I don't like the fact that we have everything with all these mergers and all this stuff going on. It's just going to be just consolidated so much in this country. There's going to be a handful of people that just have all the power to do whatever. That bothers me.
Man, and the Paramount, the studio, being owned by Netflix. Like, Paramount is, you talk about history and iconic. I mean, what do they say? The only constant in life is change. I, you know, and they're like, well, is this good for me? Is this bad? Like, I don't know what's good for me. when it comes to entertainment. I have no idea how this is going to affect everything. It's a lot of stuff that's above my pay grade.
I think prices are going to go up.
What? Prices are coming down. President Trump, bring streaming prices down. Streaming prices down. Poof, they're down. How about that?
That's not how any of this works.
That's how it all works.
Coming up next, let's talk about the Gopher women basketball. Yes, yesterday was not good. But they have an issue that is glaring that I must address, and we do that next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.